A Fox 411 headline says, ex-model Cosby hid behind the image of Cliff Huxtable. Of course, Cliff Huxtable is a character that Cosby played in the 1980s and early 1990s. But what caught my attention was the talk about Cosby being the greatest serial rapist ever. How do you rate a serial rapist in that they're great? I don't know. Fox News needs to get their butt kicked on this one. Anyway, a former model has branded Bill Cosby America's greatest serial rapist. So the model says he's the greatest serial rapist, and Fox News carries with that. There is an innocent until proven guilty mantra here. However, the evidence is mounting. Jewel Allison told New York Daily News that the beloved comedian got away with it because he was hiding behind the image of Cliff Huxtable. In the late 1980s, Allison says she was introduced to Cosby by her agent and ended up attending a small dinner party at his brownstone in New York. He said he wanted to help models and actors who were well-educated, who could do something else. She recalled, I thought, wow, this is Bill Cosby. He then followed up with phone calls in which he told her, I love your laugh. A couple of weeks later, Allison accepted another dinner invitation where it was just the two of them. During the meal, he produced a vintage bottle of wine, gift from Lee Iacocca. She claims that the wine tasted terrible and left her feeling ill and woozy. She sat down on a couch, and then Cosby allegedly lifted her up and led her into another room, telling her to look into the mirror and see that glow in your face, Allison said. Cosby grabbed her hand and placed it on his genitals. Of course, this is alleged. That was my sexual assault by this comedian. He turned me around and said, let's get you home. At the door, he gave me a very hard embrace and a hard kiss. So there you go. The evidence has continued to mount, and the victims continue to come forward. Some will say that Mr. Cosby is being tried in the media. And why are the victims coming out now after 20, 30, 40 years? Marty Singer, Cosby's attorney, is saying that this story is going to continue. I was actually going to slow down on it a little bit, but we're going to do a show on it in a week or so and find out what's really going on here. Is there a statute of limitations when it comes to sexual assault? Some of these states, some of these cases, we'll find out. So stay tuned to more. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.